Well, Coach, congratulations. It looked like you guys got off to a really good start, and Fountain Fort Carson kept digging away, and you guys found a way to win there at the end. It wasn't pretty.
Well, find a way. I mean, that's, you know, the main thing. The other thing is, man, you got to be tough against the press. I mean, you know, early on in the season, we struggled versus the zone, and, you know, tonight, you know, somebody has to want the ball. You know, it's the main thing. I mean, we've always had guards that give me the ball, get the heck out of the way, I'll take care of it, and we're going to win the game. Okay, right now it's like, man, that thing is, you know, contaminated. Don't give me the ball because I don't want to be contaminated with it. So, you know, we just got to toughen up, basically. I mean, we got to toughen up. We got to be strong. But at the same time, you got to kind of like the free throws at the end and, you know, kind of the resolve to find a way.
Well, your two leaders there hit some big free throws. They were combined 8 of 11 in the fourth quarter, and they also got you guys off to a good start. In the first half, you guys did a really good job moving the ball and moving Fountain Fort Carson out of position and getting some nice looks around the basket.
Well, Fountain is more athletic than we are. I mean, they're longer. Mm-hmm. You know, but at the same time, what I didn't like our guys not taking the challenge of, you know, attacking somebody one-on-one, bringing a second defender. When the second defender comes up, you know, find the guy that – find the space that he left from. You know, those are the areas that really kill you. I mean, if it's just like attacking a zone in half court. If they're going to trap you, bring two guys to you, find the open guy, make a play, and you know, get a shot. You know, end of the first half, four turnovers and a block. You know, so we get one desperation shot in the last 4 minutes. You know, second half, as long as we're scoring, we're okay. But as soon as, you know, we let them score and they get into the press, and it's trouble.
Well, you guys get the victory here. You got your two wins here in the tournament. You find yourselves in the championship game tomorrow night, and a nice win for you guys here. But Fountain Fort Carson just kept being relentless there, and the O'Neill kid, he had a big second half for Fountain Fort Carson. And, you know, he was a tough kind of a matchup for you guys, as was one of their smaller guards, that Terrell Parr up high.
Well, a 6'5 kid, you know, definitely, you know, a player that, you know, it's going to create problems with his driving, but also with his post. I mean, he had a couple of really nice shots on the inside. You got to give him a lot of credit there. But, you know, for the most part, our post defenders were about a half a count late. If they move over that extra half slide, then they get a chance to deflect the ball without the fouls. If you stop the fouls or free throws, I don't know what they were for the game, but until they started fouling on purpose, you know, they were killing us from the free throw line.
Well, it's either Wichita West or McCook tomorrow night. Couple pretty good teams kind of evenly matching this Final Four of the varsity side here, but Wichita West probably could be the favorite going in tonight.
I would imagine so with their athletic ability. I mean, their schedule is so tough that, you know, they're going to be tough. I mean, they will get up in your face and they will get after you. So, you know, if you want to watch defense, come watch West play tonight, and hopefully we kind of find a solution between tomorrow and tonight.
Coach O'Neill joining us here post-game. Beavers winning it. Coach, congratulations. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right, sounds good, Ann. Thanks.